Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35-plus years now of being often imitated but hardly duplicated, here I sit high atop my throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll be bringing in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, to talk boxing and sports history. I'm going to put him on the spot, some of the biggest moments in sports history the past 40 or 50 years. God knows Larry was there. Also hear from Johnny Sigg. That's right, the great Johnny Sigg, of course, the undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Nevada. He'll be in the house talking boxing, a little MMA as well. Speaking of MMA, UFC had a quiet weekend, but boxing was hot and happening all around the planet. Speaking of around the planet, wow, we got a worldwide show, folks. That's right, this show is heard in 160 countries live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, Cable Radio Network Channel 2, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I can keep going, but the bottom line is you're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You can join us, if you'd like, on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or get this, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Don't have to come on the air, but you can air your opinion or whatever you have to say. Bottom line is the text line is 415-275-1613. The studio text line once again, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and a whole lot more. This is the Tower of Power on Ring Talk. Walk,
the way that you talk really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare. Under all conditions, you're mine.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera systems start at under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Bob Arum doing big things in Las Vegas this week, signing a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. We'll get to that a little bit later. But straight up, time to go to Las Vegas and bring in the undefeated lad. I'm talking about John Signorella. John, let's talk about the WBO 130-pound title and the fact that some guy that was, this is like a Cinderella type of story. I mean, Herring was part of the 2012 U.S. Olympic team. I mean, he was considered an underdog last night, and he won by scores of 118, 110 twice, and 116, 112. I mean, that's a pretty decisive win. Talk to me about this fight, because Masaaki Ito was supposedly the favorite going in.
Yes, sir, he was. And what a weekend for Jamel Herring to do that, being that he's a former U.S. Marine. And, of course, it's Memorial Day weekend, so props to him in a very entertaining fight. And Ito was the favorite in that fight going in. Very competitive fight. The 130-pound division, a tough look down the stretch for Herring. Burchelt, maybe next. Miguel Burchelt, also a great fighter at 130 pounds. But all the props to Jamel Herring last night. Now, who is 22 with 10 KOs.
You know, got to give the, even though they're my sponsor, you really got to give the WBO some props. They're sneaking up on everybody. If you look down, there are different weight classes, man. 122, 130. I mean, we can go on and on. They're dominant.
Yes, sir, especially on ESPN platform right now, which is hosting some great fights. And you look at last night, too, on the undercard, Jose Pedraza knocking out Antonio Lozada at 135 pounds in a stellar knockout, TKO 9. And Koki Ito last night also had a tremendous knockout, KO 1 over Javier Citron.
Now, you know, for a while there, I hate to say it, I know I will say it, is that the Russians were making a move on boxing. Is it my imagination, or is this too much? Am I seeing too much in this? Or are the Asians really starting to make a move now? I mean, Inouye this past week doing his thing at 118 pounds. Comment on that.
Yes, sir. I was saying the same thing last night to my buddies when I was talking to them, that they are making a big move. The Japanese fighters right now are taking over. They're mentally strong. You know, they come in well-conditioned. Poise, concentration, they're certainly looking to make their mark. And Naoya Inoue, who you just had mentioned, is definitely on top of that list and maybe on the top of the pound-for-pound list, which we could cover a little bit later.
Are you really going to go that far? You put him in the top 10 without a doubt, and you may even put him possibly at the top?
Most certainly.
Whoa.
Scary, man. Yeah.
Whoa.
Look what he did. Look what he did last weekend in trashing, you know, Manuel Rodriguez, who was an unbeaten champion. You look at Naoya Inoue's style in which he did it. He took his mind by crushing his head, dropping him in the second round, right? And then he goes down to the body and takes his soul. This guy is scary, Pete. I'm telling you, he is the goods. If I was anywhere around that weight category, I'd want nothing to do with him.
Are you trying to tell me this is a reincarnate of Roberto Duran, Hands of Stone?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you said? Are you really implying that?
I'm hinting it, man, because I tell you what, he could kill you to the body, he could kill you to the head, and especially at that weight category, when have you seen a guy so small? There has been a couple here and there, but when have you seen a guy weigh 118 pounds and just look like a world beater? Like, that's concussive power, and he does it with precision. He'll target your head, like I said, take your mind, then he'll go down to the body and take your soul. Nasty in this kid, man, nasty.
Okay. Michael the Bounty Hunter, was he in action this weekend? I'll talk about the son of Michael the Bounty Hunter, who I went to China with, and I'll tell you a big story about that. But Michael the Bounty Hunter was in action, correct?
Yes, he was. KO2 over Fabio Maldonado at heavyweight on the DAZN undercard, which DAZN had a night of knockouts last night. And I'll segue right into Devin Haney last night, looking tremendous. KO7 Antonio Maran at 135 pounds. 2 weeks in a row, we have a potential knockout of the year. I don't know if you saw that, Pete. Devin Haney looked sharp last night. The kid's only 20-year-old. Looks real scary at that weight, at that age, rather. And that right hand last night, he landed on Antonio. Man.
In what weight is Haney campaigning at?
He's at 135. And he's 20, so he's probably going to move up to 140 at some point.
No. There's a little guy waiting at 135 for everybody. His name is Teofimo Lopez, and I think he's waiting for everybody. Although Hector Martinez, Duran's manager, says, I wish I could spend just a few weeks with him, teaching him how to lift that left hand a little bit. You know, but here's what's up. Until he gets caught with a fast right hand, he's going to keep that left hand low until he gets caught, okay? But the bottom line is his reflexes, his talent, and more importantly, I think his personality. We need personality in boxing. I mean, talent's fine, but, you know, every now and then you need a guy like Camacho, but without the cocaine.
Absolutely. And Haney's, you know, a great example of how a fighter should act, up and coming from America. He lives out here in Vegas now, complete gentleman, awesome professional when he gets in the ring, handles his business, you know, shows concern when he drops you like he did last night against Antonio. You know, you look at 135, you got Lomo there, of course. There's a lot of guys, man. Richard Comey.
I keep saying that name, man. You're dismissing it. I'm telling you, that's the super fight at 135. Forget Mikey Garcia. Mikey Garcia wants to fight welterweights and get paid, where he can pose as a fighter, not really be a fighter, but pose as a fighter, okay? And fight welterweights. I think he wants to. Who's he want to fight now at 147? Who's the next guy he was talking about fighting?
Danny Garcia.
Yeah, exactly. Danny Garcia, 147. And, you know, and that's pretty a smart move, because Danny Garcia is not really a 147-pounder. Plus, Danny doesn't punch hard. I mean, there's all kinds of advantages in fighting Danny Garcia. The main being, he's going to get paid. The guy's turned into how can I put this? He's greedy. You got to fight. He spent a couple years off. Al Haymon paid him a couple $1 million to take a couple years off. Now he's fighting guys. He's actually not fighting guys and getting paid. Am I wrong for going down this avenue and dogging on Mikey?
No, I hate his career path, and his decisions seem terrible, you know? And I would have loved to have seen him fight Lomachenko at 135 and stay around a category of weight in which he had good opportunities and good fights, but he just wants to go after these crazy challenges because the payday's there. You know, he's a capable enough fighter that he won't, I don't think, get knocked out in these fights, but he'll get embarrassed like he did against Errol Spence. You know, I don't like his decisions, though, with his career path. And not to take anything away from Teofimo Lopez, you had just mentioned, who I think is one of the greatest prospects in a very talented, rich, up-and-coming category of fighters in boxing today. Teofimo Lopez is definitely up there. If we could get him and Devin Haney at 135 anytime soon, man, boxing's in a great place.
Here's what Roberto Duran said off the record last week in Las Vegas about Mikey Garcia. Mikey Garcia, a great lightweight? That's all he did. He just laughed. Okay, didn't say anything more. Sitting in the back of a van, was asked about Mikey Garcia. Of course, he was center stage for the Mikey Garcia Errol Spence fight, and of course, the promoters flew him in, which was really cool, and Duran made a few bucks in the process. But at the end of the day, you know, it was supposed to be Mikey Garcia stepping up to challenge 147-pounder, much like Roberto Duran stepped up and challenged Ray Leonard on June 20th, 1980. Only the challenger didn't show up. Now, let's talk about hour number two. What's happening in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today, Johnny?
Still got more stuff to cover over the weekend. Austin Trout was in a fight last night on Fox. DAZN had a nice card, like I mentioned, a lot of knockouts there. And, of course, the big one coming up, meaning Anthony Joshua fighting next weekend on DAZN. We're going to cover that for you. Coming live from New York, Madison Square Garden.
Time out. Who's he fighting?
Andy Ruiz, man. Well, your favorite guy.
Hey, Andy Ruiz. What did Larry Merchant say about him? If you're an athlete, you should show up looking like one. I can go on and on about Andy Ruiz. The bottom line is, if Andy Ruiz knocks out Anthony Joshua, I'll be eating 8x10-inch pieces of paper on the air for about 10 weeks in a row. Bottom line is, we'll see you in hour number two, Johnny.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You are tuned to the almighty Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you for 35-plus years now from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, Channel 211, the band Dan Patrick Channel, and a plethora of other internet platforms. Bottom line is, you're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, back with Larry Merchant, the godfather of HBO, after the break.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is what it is, folks. The IBF, WBA, and I think WBO heavyweight titles on the line next week. 22-0, Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, a kid that started boxing late in life, but it's 6'7". He don't have to box all that well. Although he boxes He's an incredible fighter. He really is. I mean, he got up off the floor against Vladimir Klitschko. But the young man he's taken on is 32-1, Andy Ruiz, of course, a Mexican-American. And he's got 21 KOs there. And there's not a whole lot of statistics behind Andy Ruiz other than he's a fat pig. And he really shouldn't be challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship in being a non-athletic-looking guy. I don't care if he can go 10 rounds or not. Obviously, he's not going to be able to go 10 or 12 rounds at his best if he's sporting 35 or 40 extra pounds. And you can't say he's not sporting 35 or 40 extra pounds because you look at the guy and he's got rolls of fat on him. So bottom line is, you know, I don't have to knock on him. Just take a look at him. But at the end of the day, you know, my man is what it is. I'm talking about Mr. Andy Ruiz challenging Josh, of course, for the heavyweight title next week, June 1st, on The Zone. Now, from Southern California on his cell phone, the Godfather's in the house, retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant. Larry, very good morning to you, sir.
And to you, Pedro.
Okay, how's things in Santa Monica? It's beautiful up here.
It's, well, we have what is known as cloud cover.
Is it disappointing in Santa Monica? Godfather, did you get a chance to watch The Zone? Did you get a chance to watch the fights this week at all?
No, not this week.
Okay, and there wasn't a whole lot on the action. Of course, it was a dead week in the world of boxing. But last week, you got to saw Wilder crunch Brazil. And, of course, next week, in 6 days, we've got Joshua and Ruiz. Is there something, other than the fact that the heavyweight championship is on the line, was there any intrigue in this match?
When you have a dynamic puncher like Wilder, you always want to see when he's going to pull the trigger.
Okay.
And this one happened to be in the first round, much like his big knockdown against Fury was in the 12th round.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't he knocked down Fury to, we all remember Fury rising almost more than the punch because it was such a devastating punch, Wilder would have lost the fight. Instead, he got a draw. So punchers are so rare, and the heavyweight division is so alive at the moment that whatever they do is interesting in one way or another, whether it's disappointing or whether it reveals something about them. So you always want to see what they're up to. In the case of next week's fight, we just want to see if the Brit Joshua feels compelled to match what Wilder did against a similarly limited opponent, let's put it that way.
You know, it's funny because I was in this position back in 1989 and 1990, and Jack Fisk, retired Hall of Fame writer from the SF Chronicle, born Jacob Finkelstein, my mentor, one of my original mentors, said to me, he said, "You have an opportunity to interview Buster Douglas." I said, "Yeah, but he's a 40-1 underdog." He goes, "But you have the opportunity to interview the man that's challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship, and you need to do this." So I said to myself, okay. So I sort of went through the motions about it because I didn't think Buster had a chance. And guess what? Buster pulled off the meltdown.
Well, and the build-up toward the fight for him personally,
his mother's death.
Given the conflicts he had with his father, who owned a gym and once had been a pretty tough middleweight,
yep.
And the fact that his mom had died 2 or 3 weeks before the fight, which somehow had galvanized him and made a fighter who had never lived up to his potential, lived beyond his potential for that one night. And so that's the human side of what makes champions interesting and human as well.
Interesting. Of course, the big meltdown of Mike Tyson, considered one of the greatest upsets in sports, if not the, is that the greatest upset in boxing history, do you think?
I don't know of a bigger one. I'll put it that way. Tyson was like a 40-1 favorite, which meant that nobody was betting on the fight.
Yeah.
and he was beaten by a better man that night.
And Billy Douglas was the father of Buster Douglas, who ran that gym, and he was a pretty, I think he was a pretty decent middleweight, wasn't he?
Yes, in fact, this as part of the story, Teddy Brenner, the famous matchmaker and then promoter at Madison Square Garden, was having a problem with the manager of a very well-known and very well-regarded Puerto Rican fighter in New York. Names escape me. And to punish the manager, he brought in Billy Douglas to fight his kid. And Billy Douglas beat him. So he was just as I said, a very good Midwestern middleweight, but who never achieved national stature.
Godfather, I'm going to go off subject just for a minute here. You know, I was thinking about the Battle of the Sexes the other day in Caesar's Palace and in the center stage that Caesars was as far as the sports world was concerned there for about 25 or 30 years. I mean, boxing matches, the Battle of the Sexes, Billie Jean King, a female tennis star against Bobby Riggs, a retired male star, and, of course, Evel Knievel or Awful Knoffel, call him whatever you want, but he jumped over the – or tried to jump over the fountain there and crashed. Did you ever come in contact with Evel Knievel?
My recollection is that somewhere I did, but I'm not sure when. Okay. What I most remember about Evel Knievel was that he was a great self-promoter as this stunt driver. And Bob Arum actually promoted him to leap over the Snake River or someplace like that.
Right.
And he leaped, but he didn't get over it, and he landed on a far part of the river, but it was a crash, and he was lucky to survive. But he did survive, and perhaps that added to his momentary legend status.
Yeah, his parachute failed on that one. I think it was the Oakland Coliseum or the Cow Palace. I watched him crash into a wall. I said to myself, I don't care how much money they pay you. I used to ride motorcycles. You can't crash on purpose or get into instances where you're going to get paid a lot of money change the subject. Anyway, bottom line is we're spending some time with Larry Merchant. It's Sunday, of course, is Memorial Day weekend 2019. Happy holidays to one and all out there. Larry, when the Rocky movies came into play, how much of an effect do you think they had on boxing? Do you think they've had a long-telling effect on the sport of boxing as far as the non-boxing fan is concerned? Have they cultivated boxing fans?
I think so. You know, Rocky was the ultimate down-and-out underdog. He was modeled after, as Stallone later admitted, Chuck Wepner, who fought Ali and fought bravely and well until he was stopped in the 15th round. And that somehow touched Stallone and inspired him to write the Rocky character as the Italian stallion who fought bravely and ultimately won the heavyweight championship. And it was the many iterations of the movie. I don't know if it was six or seven of them.
Nine.
okay. I was in several of them.
And you performed admirably, sir. Anyway, here's a question. Wilt Chamberlain, you were in Philadelphia when Wilt was like a star with the Philadelphia Warriors before he came to the Lakers. Do you think there's any merit to the fact that he said he betted 10,000 women? People have asked me that on a number of occasions. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he carried around something that could count the women that he betted, but I'm sure there were a lot of them. Wilt was a literally larger-than-life figure at the time. This 7 foot one or two inch athlete who was very athletic and was a star from the time he was in high school, and then was a major force in the NBA. He scored 100 points in a game. I do think he was an epic character. His battles with the Celtics and Russell were
epic,
beyond epic.
Yeah.
But it turned out that Will Chamberlain had Bill Russell had a little bit more to offer as a basketball player, even though Wilt generally, statistically, would outplay Russell. In the end of the day, Russell, as a team player, was much better.
Had all the championships.
All Bill Russell did was win 11 championships in 13 years in the NBA, and two out of three in college at the University of San Francisco. They won the NCAA championship. So 13 championships in 15 years.
We're proud of the USF Dons. Godfather, say hello to the godmother. Enjoy your day. You sound like you're outside. Enjoy Santa Monica. I love you, and God bless you.
Thanks, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant, folks, we are blessed week in and week out to have the presence of the HBO Godfather, retired as he is. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Rink Talk live worldwide. I got a year. Wow. I feel nice. A sugar and
spice. I feel nice. At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
Check out the funk, the new sound of Tower of Power. 50 years of funk, soul. Of course, 1968, the Tower of Power got together. They got their band name out of a book. It's like suggested band names. They found it in a book, Tower of Power. Of course, an epic band, the East Bay Godfathers of Soul, here originally from Oakland, California, now doing their thing basically in L.A. and Phoenix. But the bottom line is the Godfathers of Soul have a new LP out. It's called On the Soul Side of Town, and that is the title cut, and it's rocking. Check it out on your digital downloads. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Wow, I keep going, but the bottom line is we got a show to do. Hey, the World Boxing Association, I talked about this yesterday. The World Boxing Association, I like to call them the World of Bunko and Anarchy. Anyway, they're poised to help with the 2020 Olympic Boxing Games. We don't need the WBA's help. We don't need really any professional help in the world of amateur boxing. I really think they're two separate entities. Although the goal is for the professional ranks is to recruit from the amateur ranks, and I'm all down with that. I understand that. Okay, but, you know, it's two different worlds, and I don't think pros should be able to fight in the Olympics. Like, I think Klitschko, didn't Klitschko try to fight in the Olympics a few years back? Anyway, that's crazy, letting guys that have gone 12 rounds fight people that are going three rounds. It was a three-round or a five-round type of thing, whichever Olympic competition you want to call it. Five rounds, three rounds, five two-minute rounds, whatever they want to do. At the end of the day, it's amateur boxing. It's not professional boxing. And I think by bringing the WBA into this, is just, well, their track record just isn't like that of, we'll say, the WBO, my sponsor. I'll be honest, that's my sponsor, but their track record isn't the same. The clarity is not there. The WBA has had some crazy stuff. I mean, they got like 19 different champions at the same weight. They do. Socrates Palmer, the professor of pugilism yesterday, was knocking them. See, you know, they got a regular champion, a super champion, a knucklehead champion. I mean, they have all kinds of different champions. Why do they have so many champions? Because they're pimping off the belts. And, you know, I can understand intercontinental champions and, you know, different regional champs. I understand regional champs, of course, that's what builds up to the world championship. I understand that, okay? But you can't have, like, three regular champions. Who's a champion of the WBA at 147? Isn't it Manny Pacquiao? I thought it was. But somebody told me that Keith Thurman was a retired champion in America. Some crazy stuff like that. At the end of the day, that's going to be the fight that people are talking about. Right now, it's not so much Andy Ruiz and Anthony Joshua next week. It's sort of like July 20th. And Manny Pacquiao, of course, Emmanuel Pacquiao, born, of course, in the Philippines, now 40 years old. But man, oh man, I mean, think about what Manny Pacquiao has done in his career. And I've dogged him at points, at times in his career, because I thought there were a couple times when he was ready to wilt. I mean, I think he was saved back in 2001 by referee Marty Denken, when Marty Denken refereed the fight at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium here in San Francisco. Of course, he took on Agapito Sanchez, and he was it was a technical decision that Pacquiao ended up getting, but they called it a technical draw. But at the end of the night, Pacquiao was getting beat up. I mean, mugged by a guy that was hitting him low, butting him, elbowing him. Agapito Sanchez was the dirtiest player in the game. Absolutely, the late Agapito Sanchez was the most dirtiest player in the game. I mean, by miles. He would kick you in the nuts if the referee wasn't looking. That's how dirty of a fighter he was. And, of course, he came to his demise when somebody killed him. They shot him to death. Anyway, I thought that Manny Pacquiao that night, without Marty Denken, I don't think he would have prevailed that night. I just don't think he would have prevailed. I think he would have gotten beaten up, and we wouldn't have the legend of Manny Pacquiao that we had. Of course, the fight before that, he took on Lelo Ledwaba for the International Boxing Federation 122-pound title and stopped him. That was a big upset, but that was the beginning of Manny Pacquiao. You know, there were fights like with a couple of Thai guys and Emmanuel Nucero, and then he steps up and he fights Marco Antonio Barrera at 126 pounds. You know, Barrera's considered like a prohibitive favorite here. He's like 57-3, and he was a man. I mean, he went through everybody at 122. Remember, he was like destroying people. He was like 33-0 with 33 knockouts, something like that. Anyway, at 126, Barrera was a king, and Manny comes in and beats him, stops him. Of course, fights Juan Manuel Marquez next. They called that one a draw. That one still smells. That one still smells. Of course, then Manny went back to the Orient and fought in the Philippines. Then he went fought Eric Morales, and he lost to Eric Morales. And I sort of thought that was sort of the beginning of the end for Manny Pacquiao. I just thought that he wasn't a one-dimensional fighter, and he wasn't going to be able to evolve or go past that level. Anyway, he fought Hector Velasquez, came back and fought Eric Morales and beat him. Oscar Larios was a pretty good fighter because I watched Oscar Larios fight in Sacramento, California, up real close. In fact, he had a great manager in Rafael Mendoza. Anyway, 56-4 was Larios at the time. Then he fought Morales again. He beat Morales again, and that was a bit of a stop, a bit of a shock because he stopped Morales. Then he went to fight Jorge Solis, pretty good fighter. He beat Barrera again. That was a unanimous decision. Then he took on Juan Manuel Marquez again, and Marquez at 48-3 at this point in time. Manny Pacquiao gets a split decision draw, which still sort of smells. Then he fights David Diaz. Hey, okay, David Diaz, not the big greatest fighter in the world, but it sets up the Oscar De La Hoya fight. He fights De La Hoya. He makes De La Hoya quit like a canine after the eighth round. Woof, woof. Oscar bit off too much, thought he could make 147 pounds when he was out of his mind. Beat Ricky Hatton, beat Miguel Cotto, beat Joshua Clotty. That was a bit of a surprise. I thought Clotty could fight just a little better, would put up a little bit more than he did. Margarito, he beat Margarito. Of course, Margarito maybe didn't have the pads in his hand at that point in time, those plaster Paris pads he got caught with against Shane Mosley by the California State Athletic Commission, which brought about his suspension from the world of boxing for a long time there. Shane Mosley, he beat Mosley. He beat Juan Manuel Marquez again. It was a majority decision, and this was the worst of the fights thus far because Marquez won that fight. Marquez now 53-5-1. 53-6-1 after that fight, but he won that fight. I mean, that just stunk so bad. So then they had the Tim Bradley fight with Manny Pacquiao. Manny loses in that one, a split decision. Some people thought that Manny won that, but then it sets up the next fight with Juan Manuel Marquez again. Again, 54-6. He had one tune-up fight since the Manny Pacquiao fight in November 2012. Of course, they're going to rock and roll, no doubt about it. They're going to rock and roll, man. And he gets knocked out. Manny Pacquiao gets knocked out. I mean, he hurt Juan Manuel Marquez, was lighting Marquez up at the time he got knocked out, but he got caught with a big right-hand counter, and boom, it was lights out. Manny Pacquiao, Emmanuel Pacquiao, call him what you want, Pac-Man, he wasn't getting up, okay? You could have counted, like, the 40, maybe 50, maybe 100. The bottom line was Manny Pacquiao was near snoring, okay? But that's what Juan Manuel Marquez had to do to win that fight. He had to knock him out because he couldn't beat him. I mean, he beat him like three times in a row. Three times. Man, you know, some people say Marquez won every fight. Maybe he didn't. But he certainly deserved a couple of those close calls, okay, and didn't get any of them. Never got the benefit of a doubt. But he didn't allow the judges to take care of this one. This time he was willing to stand there and take a licking and look for that shot. And he looked for that shot, and he knocked Manny Pacquiao out. And that was the end of Manny Pacquiao as far as the Juan Manuel Marquez wars were concerned. Because Marquez offered, somebody said they was offered $100 million by some Asian businessman to come back and fight Manny Pacquiao one more time in Macau or something like that. And he turned it down. He was going to do it. Why? You know why. You can't. He's got pride. He's an accountant, smart guy with his money. I'm talking about Juan Manuel Marquez. But he's got pride. He's got real good Mexican. He's a Mexican fighter with incredible amount of pride. And he was burned three times. It's sort of like going out with a person and getting raped three dates in a row. So you go out the fourth or the fifth date and you don't get raped. So why would you go out and fight him again? Why would you go out with him again and possibly get raped? You don't want to do it. I know that's a hard way to use a comparison there, but that's what Juan Manuel Marquez, that's what they were doing to him. They were basically, you know, assaulting him in a way that's not too cool. I mean, they took away his livelihood. They took some of his prime was taken away by the fact that he beat Manny Pacquiao and wasn't given a decision. Of course, then Manny Pacquiao lost to Jeff Horn. So I take that back. He fought Jesse Vargas. He beat Jesse Vargas. Fought Jeff Horn, who was 16-0, lost to Jeff Horn down there in Brisbane, Australia. Some people thought that decision was a bit... could have been went the other way. Anyway, he does fight Matisse next, and that was a stunner to me because he stopped Matisse, and Lucas Matisse came in, of course, at 39-4, a big puncher, awkward puncher, but just a big puncher. Guy can punch, right? Not against Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao lit him up like a White House Christmas tree. I mean, just
just dogging him from that left-hand stance. In, out, up, down, you name it. Manny Pacquiao was kicking Matisse's ass, which was like a big stunner to me. I'll say to myself, whoa, what's going on here? Is Matisse that bad? Is Manny Pacquiao back on Flintstone vitamins? Is Manny Pacquiao just having a good night? Is it the fact he's left-handed and fast? What's going on here? Anyway, okay, that fight's in the rearview mirror. July 2019, of course, he takes on Adrian Broner, the MGM Grand Las Vegas, and he beats Broner. Of course, Broner comes to talk. Afterwards, he said, I won the fight. I won. Yeah, right. And bottom line is Adrian Broner is a bit of a fraud. Had he really performed up to the levels he was given at birth, I think he would be a great fighter. But he's not a great fighter. He's just an average fighter, a guy that I think he won a couple of titles of different ways because of the fact that boxing was depleted at that point in time. So now, the Muhammad Ali of the Philippines, I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao, going to take on Keith Thurman. Manny Pacquiao, of course, stunning record, no doubt about it. 61 wins, 7 losses, been stopped 3 times, 39 KOs, a champion from like 112 pounds on up. I mean, he's a boxing god, no doubt about it. But Keith Thurman, considered like the best at 147 a year and a half ago, what happened to Keith Thurman? Well, Keith Thurman sort of took a hiatus from boxing, started smoking a lot of weed. Blunts, a lot of weed. And he was going into the forest and playing his flute. I kid you not, this is the fact. He even talked about it. I think he bragged and boasted about it. But he actually went into the forest and blew his flute. I don't know if he had snakes around and that kind of stuff, but he's blowing his flute, getting stoned, that kind of good stuff. And I guess he let his body rest for a good period of time, okay? Because he's only fought once. He fought, what, July 2019, and the fight before that was March 2017. So he took basically 3 months shy of 2 years off. And of course, in those 2 years, as I said, he got high a lot. So he comes back and fights Josito Lopez, who's considered, I won't say that he's a stiff or anything like that, but he's, I wouldn't even call him like, he's a talented club fighter. That's a good way, best way I could put it. Especially long in the tooth, a little bit old. So January 26th, they get it on, and guess what? Manny Pacquiao, of course, is in line to fight Keith Thurman. July the 20th. Keith Thurman now, as I said, 29-0. But come on, 22 KOs. But I'm looking at this. I'm looking at Keith Thurman's record. He beat Danny Garcia on a split decision. He beat Josito Lopez. That was Danny's his last fight. That was the fight in 2017 in March. Before that, it was Sean Porter. Not much impressed with Sean Porter. Luis Collazo, I don't know if he won that one. That was a little bit funny there when Luis Collazo quit on the stool there. Well, Luis, what were you thinking, my brother? Come on. Barica or what? Anyway, Robert Guerrero, he beat the Ghost. So, he beat some decent guys. There's no doubt about it. But Keith Thurman and Manny Pacquiao. People think that Manny Pacquiao's got a hell of a shot here. I heard Socrates Palmer, the so-called, the proclaimed, the esteemed professor of pugilism, yesterday on this show, say that he thinks Manny Pacquiao's going to prevail. Hector Martinez, 2-time Golden Glove champion, fantastic fighter, one of the best I've ever seen. Okay, that didn't have never turned pro, never had a world title, but he's an amazing fighter, amazing boxer, a thinker. Anyway, co-manager Roberto Duran, he thinks that Manny Pacquiao is going to win this fight going away. He doesn't think much of Keith Thurman, especially after the 2-year layoff and that last fight. Well, marijuana isn't the most motivating drug in the world. I can tell you that from personal experience. I mean, it's not something that's going to make you want to go, let me go run. Let me get high and go run. Yeah, maybe. Not every day, though. And, Keith Thurman, I think the lifestyle in which he's grown accustomed to, I don't think is conducive with the world of professional boxing. I just don't think so. And I think that at the end of the day, who knows? This figures to be a fight for as long as it lasts. And Manny Pacquiao's got a hell of a shot. Why? Because he's left-handed, he can punch, and Keith Thurman is getting high a lot, or was getting high a lot. I think he left his prime. He smoked his prime away. That's what I'm trying to say. Bottom line is, Keith Thurman, Manny Pacquiao, July the 20th, of course, from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211. Even you can change your mood with a little attitude. At the Attitude Dance. Oh, at the Attitude Dance. Get a grip. Just got an attitude chip. Get a groove. You need some attitude. Move your feet.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check this out. This is the weekend of Carnival in San Francisco. It's a 2-day festival. Of course, we dance in the street and we close off areas of the Mission District. We have a parade and, you know, there's all kinds of food stands out there and, you know, clown, you name it. It's like they close off the entire Harrison Street area, the Mission Corridor around there from like 19th to like 23rd or 24th. Anyway, the bottom line is I'm down there yesterday seeing a couple of old friends of mine. In fact, Bob Antonelli is one of the DJs down there. It has been for 30 years. So I see him and I see an old friend of mine named Louis Sotomayor. So I walk up to Louis Sotomayor and I see that he's with his wife. And his wife and I despise one another. We hate one another. The bottom line is, but she had blonde hair. So I didn't think it was Louis' wife. I thought maybe he upgraded, okay? You know, he's got another different wife, Mo. But it was her. Once she opened her mouth, because I said to her, excuse me, Mrs. Sotomayor, ma'am. And she goes, don't ma'am me. And she says, I'm not your mother. And I told her, yeah, but you look like you're old enough to be. The bottom line is, it was a nasty, nasty encounter. It was fun, but I can't figure out what this woman has against me. I just can't figure it out because every time I've seen her in the past 25 years, she's dogged me. Every place, parties, dances, concerts. I was public speaking one time at a funeral, and she was like eating lemons in the first row. I mean, she was just like, she's an evil person. I can't figure out what she's got against me. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest. I just did. Bottom line is, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide forthcoming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you're watching on Twitch.tv, I'm talking about the Sports Byline channel. Of course, you'll get to watch the Mike Tyson knockouts, a string of them. Mike Tyson highlights during the news break here, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number one
If we lose you in hour number one, you can always go for hour number two at sportsbyline.com. Of course, iHeartRadio. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years now, often imitated but hardly duplicated. Next up, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll hear from Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion. Of course, we'll also bring in the undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Mr. John Signorella. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I thank you. Stay tuned for hour number two.